Hey Christoph, welcome to this mini deep dive on the agentic loop, the fascinating pattern that's making AI agents actually useful instead of just fancy chatbots. As a Laravel developer, you've probably seen AI tools that feel like they're really thinking and working through problems step by step. Today, we're going to peek behind the curtain and see exactly how that magic happens. So, let's start with the basics. What exactly is an agentic loop? Think of it as the difference between asking a friend a question and working with a friend to solve a problem. In the old world, the simple prompt-response model, it's like asking, "Hey, can you fix this bug?" And your friend just stares at the code for 30 seconds and then gives you an answer. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but they can't actually run tests, look at other files, or iterate on their solution. The agentic loop is completely different. It's your friend saying, "Sure, let me look at the error message, check the relevant files, try a fix, run the tests, see what happens, and then adjust if needed." It's that cycle of perceive, reason, act, observe, repeat that makes all the difference. The research community calls this pattern REACT, reasoning plus acting. And it emerged from a simple insight. Real intelligence isn't about having all the answers up front. It's about being able to take actions, learn from the results, and adapt your approach. Under the hood, it's surprisingly elegant. The classic cycle looks like this. First, thought. The AI model analyzes the situation and decides what to do next. Second, action. It calls a tool, maybe reading a file, running a command, or searching documentation. Third, observation. It receives the result of that tool call. Fourth, loop. It takes that new information and decides on the next action. Let's say you ask Claude Code to debug a failing test. It doesn't try to solve everything at once. Instead, first, it thinks I need to see what's failing. Then it acts, runs the test to see the error. It observes, it's a method signature mismatch. Back to thinking, let me check the actual method definition. New action. Opens the relevant file, observes the code, realizes the fix, acts again, makes the edit. Final observation, runs the test again to confirm. Each cycle adds information, each iteration gets closer to the solution. And if something doesn't work, no problem, the next loop can try a different approach. Now OpenClaw, the system you're using right now to listen to this, implements the agentic loop in a really thoughtful way. They call their core implementation the Agent Loop Lifecycle. When you send a message to an OpenClaw agent, here's what happens. The gateway receives your message and validates it. The agent command resolves which model to use and loads any relevant skills. It calls the embedded agent runtime, which serializes everything through per-session queues. The actual loop runs, the model reasons, calls tools, observes results, and streams responses back to you. Everything gets persisted to maintain conversation state. What's clever about OpenClaw's approach is the queuing system. Each session has its own lane to prevent race conditions, but they can also enforce global limits. Plus, they emit lifecycle events throughout the process, so you can see exactly what phase the agent is in. Claude Code is actually a brilliant example of the agentic loop in action. Anthropic built what they call a master agent loop, and it's beautifully simple. The core pattern is literally, while tool call, execute tool, feed results, repeat. When Claude stops calling tools and gives you a plain text response, the loop terminates and waits for your next input. But what makes Claude Code special is its constraint-driven design. No complex multi-agent swarms, no parallel chaos, just one single-threaded loop with one flat message history. Speaking of simple but powerful, Laravel's new AI SDK has a really developer-friendly approach to this pattern. They've built what's essentially a PHP implementation of the agentic loop that feels natural to Laravel developers. In the Laravel AI SDK, you create agents as PHP classes that implement specific interfaces. If your agent needs tools, you implement the HasTools interface and define your tools array. The SDK handles the loop automatically when you call the prompt method. Here's the thing that's fascinating about all this. The agentic loop isn't just a cool technical pattern. It's actually how humans solve complex problems. We don't plan everything up front, we take a step, see what happens, and adjust. The difference is that AI agents can run this loop at machine speed with perfect memory and unlimited patience. Whether it's OpenClaw's queued lifecycle management, Claude Code's constraint-driven simplicity, or Laravel AI SDK's developer-friendly abstractions, they're all implementing the same core insight. Intelligence emerges from iteration, not from trying to solve everything at once. And that's the agentic loop, the simple pattern that's making AI agents actually useful. Pretty elegant, right?